actually, I think the coolest part of this tool or about this tool is the Llama 3.2 vision models that are behind it. The 90 billion parameter and 11 billion parameter vision models. And I think we can do a little bit of background on these models quickly now before we demo this napkins.dev tool. And all of the info on these models is coming from an ai.meta.com post from back in late September. And it was in this post that they announced these the Llama 3.2 models. And in this release, they talked specifically about these vision models as well. But I think we talked about Llama 3.1 when that first broke onto the scene. And the big news here, and the news that's relevant to this little napkin.dev tool are these vision models, the 11B or 90B or billion parameter models. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, first things first, shorter episode today as we are getting this one in just under the wire. You may have noticed that this is the first episode of the AI Marketing Navigator where I am repping my Minnesota Vikings jersey, wearing my jersey on the pod. I don't know if I've ever talked about my Vikings fandom or even the fact that I'm originally from Minnesota, but now it's out there. So if there are any Vikings haters, I hope that we can look past that and we can still be friends. Anyway, heartbreaker today for the Vikings against the Detroit Lions. If you're a fellow Vikings fan, know that I am suffering along with you. If you are a Lions fan, congratulations. The Lions are a great team, looking really tough this year, and I think we're going to have to beat them out for the NFC North. Okay, sorry to bore anybody with football talk for any non-football people out there. And since my Vikings had such a heartbreaking loss today, I thought we would do something a little more fun and creative on the AI Marketing Navigator. So I'm going to just demo this little tool called napkins.dev. And it's basically going to allow you to take a screenshot and build an app based off of that screenshot, which is super awesome. Sounds like a super cool little AI hack. So we had to test it out on the show for sure. And I made this episode with any other marketers and developers. Cut here. And I made this episode with marketers who wear developer and designer hats as well. The marketers who wear multiple hats. I made this episode with you in mind. Anyone out there who's looking for ways to up their web and software development game. We talk a lot about building tools or apps as lead magnets or lead generators in this tool. The napkins.dev just made that much easier to at least get something off the ground. Again, if you can continue to refine it and hone it in maybe different AI development tools like Cursor or Replit. But I think for a jumping off point, at least, if you can just start with a screenshot and get something workable, maybe a prototype, I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so napkins.dev. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along on video. One moment here. Okay, so you should be seeing the little homepage or the UI. Again, you're going to be able to take a screenshot and upload it into this tool, basically a screenshot to code tool. So you take a screenshot of your UI or your website template or your app wireframe that you have designed or had a professional design. You upload that into the tool here, just drag and drop. It's pretty simple. And they're going to build that app interface for you. And again, if you are watching along on video, you can see that the homepage of the site here for the napkins.dev tool says, turn your wireframe into an app, upload an image of your website design, and we'll build it for you with React and Tailwind. Actually, I think the coolest part of this tool or about this tool is the Llama 3.2 vision models that are behind it. The 90 billion parameter and 11 billion parameter vision models. And I think we can do a little bit of background on these models quickly now before we demo this napkins.dev tool. And all of the info on these models is coming from an ai.meta.com post from back in late September. And it was in this post that they announced these the Llama 3.2 models. And in this release, they talked specifically about these vision models as well. But I think we talked about Llama 3.1 when that first broke onto the scene. And the big news here, and the news that's relevant to this little napkin.dev tool is these vision models, the 11B or 90B or billion parameter models. This release also came with the news of a couple other lightweight models, 1 billion and 3 billion parameters, designed specifically for mobile devices and edge devices like tablets and laptops. But again, it is these vision models that are supporting the image reasoning use cases, or the image reasoning use case that napkins.dev has cranked out here. But the article mentions a few other use cases like captioning images and things like that, document level understanding, the ability to understand charts and graphs. It's all about these models being able to extract details from an image, understand a scene, provide some contextual information about it to the user. Definitely check out the article in the show notes for a deep dive on how these models are trained and the specific architecture that it's used to train them. It integrates something called pre-trained imaging coders into pre-trained language models as well through adapter weights. Lots of technical jargon. Again, it gets pretty technical. But these adapters are trained on existing text image pairs. You know, they're given a framework or rules or a guide, almost a dictionary, I guess, if you will, of what images and text should be paired together. That's what I understand anyway. And apparently this training is actually being done using the Llama 3.1 text model. So it's another example of kind of AI training AI, or this self-referential training or learning that these models are doing. I think we just talked about that in another episode as well. Anyway, of course, the performance of the Meta AI models, these vision models, is impressive. According to the article here, they are competitive with Claude 3 Haiku and GPT-4o Mini as far as image recognition and visual understanding tasks go. And the vision models, again, are only one part of this announcement article around the Llama 3.2 release. So definitely check out the article linked in the show notes. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on these two vision models that we're seeing that are available in this napkin.dev tool that we're about to test out right here. Okay, so what I've done is I've gone into Canva and just whipped up a little website template quickly for our demo purposes of this tool. Okay, so now you're seeing this JPEG here that I grabbed from Canva, and I've gone ahead and uploaded that into the tool. And here you can see these two Llama vision models that we have at our disposal that we can choose from, the 11B and 90B vision models. I think we're going to go with the 90B model. Got to give it the best shot that we can here for the demo. Let's use the most high-powered model. And I think we're going to roll the dice a little bit since we're turning this episode around so late in the day. And I'm going to test this for the first time right now as we're recording here. Let's see what the napkins.dev tool is all about and if it impresses us on the fly and if it's up to snuff. Again, definitely check out the video of this episode if you're not watching along right now, and you can see how it works here. So let's go ahead and select our model and let's hit generate. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, as this generates here, one of my favorite parts is the namesake here, napkins.dev. And I wondered why napkins.dev. Well, if you were just watching along on video, you saw on the homepage, there's this little graphic of a doodle drawn out on a napkin, as you would kind of wireframe or draw up a doodle or a sketch of how you'd want your app to look. So they start with that napkin, and then you have an arrow, or you have an image of a React app right next to it, hence the napkins.dev. I really like that name and that visual representation. Okay, so we're still building our app here. I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead so you guys don't have to sit here and watch the screen load 1 second, and we will see you when it's done building. Okay, we are back now, guys, almost 20 minutes later, and we're still building our app. I think essentially I overloaded the tool a little bit. I asked it to do too much with my fancy templated screenshot here from Canva with all these elements. We'll keep you posted on whether or not this app actually completes its building, but I wanted to at least show you how the tool is meant to work. And again, I think we just pushed it a little too far. If we were to hop over into this other tab here, you can see I used a demo image that they prompt you to use, and it's a very much more simple screenshot of like a sketched out user interface, and it very quickly, in a matter of seconds, whipped out our code here on the left hand side of the screen. Again, if you're watching along on video, you can see this now, and we have a workable little prototype of our appointment booking app that they drew here. So this is how the tool is meant to work. Try it out with like a sketched version of an image, something that you've sketched up in Canva or something that you've literally sketched up yourself, and see if that works for you. I think, again, this is still a great little tool to at least used for some inspiration, as a jumping off point for an app that you're prototyping or something that you just want to take from napkin to test, literally from napkin sketch to test. And that is the point of napkins.dev. Again, we fell a little bit short of our fancy screenshot here. Again, I'll let you know if we end up finishing this build of this fancy app or not, maybe in tomorrow's episode. Maybe it'll still be building tomorrow when we record. Anyway, so that does it for today's episode, everybody. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.